And we're off and running on a terrific Tuesday edition. And yes, you can hear folks looking out at the weather and chanting, boring, boring.
No, it's not.
And I love it here on this Tuesday morning. It is going to be a beautiful day, although we are at that time of the year where it's still, you know, winter in the morning. Still have the winter coat on, my winter hat, as I'm walking the Deer Kenai this morning. But I will be out in my Speedo later today.
Oh, Lord.
Showing off to all of Happy Valley.
All right, Penn State spring break this week. State College School spring break. Does that mean all your neighbors left town?
Well, yeah, there is that.
Yay!
But most of them. There's a couple of them that have stuck around. But, yeah, most of them are out of
hopefully
here.
They,
only a few will get the show here this afternoon.
They want to draw the blinds on their windows or something. So,
how dare you?
Hey, folks, 70 today? 70? 70 and low humidity is as close to heaven as I can think of.
I am with you.
So today will be,
I am with you.
Today apparently will be heaven. It will be heaven today.
Hello, heaven.
All right, it's as close to heaven. Now, we live in a beautiful place, right? We are fortunate to live where we do. Although I couldn't help but notice, I park my car in the parking lot next to our building here. I get out and I look up and I see two things. I see blue skies. Beautiful blue skies.
Blue skies.
And jet trails.
Well, yeah.
There were four airplanes in the air at the same time. One, two, three, four. Not to mention the jet trails that are old that, you know, that when jet trails get old, they kind of, get big or they kind of widen and so on. Like one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yes, folks, we live in flyover country. That is true. But on a blue sky day like today, who cares? All right? It's absolutely gorgeous today. We have an open line program. Oh, do we have plenty to talk about? Yes, we do. Later on, we got to tackle this Beaver Stadium stuff. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to give a suggestion to the athletic department. And when they do this, they're going to name something after me.
Wow.
They're going to, this is
what an opportunity.
This is such a great idea. They're going to name something after me.
This is fantastic news.
All right. So stay tuned later on. We will share that with you. Also, okay, that's the good news. The bad news, 5 years ago today is when the pandemic officially became a pandemic. Can you remember that? 5 years ago today. We'll talk about that a little later on. You know, what have we learned in 5 years and all that stuff?
What have we learned?
Now, maybe, is it possible, folks, again, it's been so cold for so long, and then this week comes Mr. Boring Weather here, okay, and it's warm and it's beautiful, that it's going to some people's heads. All right? Some of you are a little out of control. Here's my story. So yesterday was a nice day, right? Not 70, but 60-something yesterday, at least at my house. And so we do our show yesterday. Y'all loved it. We know it's okay. It's fine. We really appreciate that.
Sure.
All right. So I finish my work here at the studio, and I leave. Get in the car. In this case, I headed up to, swung around to Interstate 99, going I-99 north, because I'm going to a store. And so I get on 99 North. You know, I'm going along doing the speed limit. Okay, the speed limit in that stretch is 65 miles an hour. And I'm approaching. There's a vehicle in front of me not driving quite as fast. So I go to pass them, you know, put on the turning signal and move to the left lane. So now I'm going a little bit over the speed limit, and I'm not flying past this person. I'm kind of easing past the person, okay?
Yeah.
And at that moment, I look in my rearview mirror, and here is some guy literally right on my fender. I mean, he is right on top of me.
I wanted to make sure you could see me.
No, it was not you.
What?
I could see the person. That's how close this person was.
Oh, boy.
I could see him in my rearview mirror. And I'm thinking, okay, pal, where the heck did you come from? Yikes. So I thought, okay. So I floored it. Now, folks, I don't drive a sports car. Flooring is a bit of a relative term. But I got my, this is on I-99, I got my car actually up to 85 miles an hour. And this guy is still right on my fender. And I can see him, in my rearview mirror. He's gesturing at me. And I could see his mouth moving, but I couldn't read his lips, thank God. Okay, I couldn't understand what he was saying. But this guy, I'm doing 85. Now, if you're a police officer, please do not come to the studio and arrest me. All right? Just follow me. All right? Follow me on this. All right? We know the local constabulary listens to the show and all that stuff. Don't come arrest me, okay? I'm doing 85. This guy is right on me. Now, there's some other traffic in the right lane, so we got to pass them. But at the first opportunity where there was like a break in the cars, and I merged to the right to get back in the regular lane and start to slow down. Meanwhile, this guy flies past me. And as he flies past me, I look over to my left. He and his passenger look over to their right, and they're still gesturing at me. And their mouth is moving, and I'm like, okay, I can't read lips, but I can take a good guess what these people are saying. And whoom, off they went.
Uh-huh.
Now, at that moment, my thought was, where is a police officer when you need one? That guy is, okay, now, I don't know the details. It was a man and a woman. And hey, today and these days, sometimes it's hard to tell.
Are we sure about that?
Now, maybe, you know, again, they were in the vehicle, so I couldn't see all of them. Maybe the woman was pregnant, and maybe she was in labor. And they were And they were flying to the hospital.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, if that's what it was. If that's the case, then okay, I get it. Quick, we got to get my wife or whatever to the hospital.
Get out of the way!
But
got a baby.
The woman was gesturing at me, and I'm thinking, if I'm in labor, I'm only thinking about one thing. I'm not thinking about a guy in his car.
Well, you provided a welcome distraction for her through her pain.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah, that's exactly.
So the woman was taking her labor frustration out on me.
That's what was happening. Okay. Absolutely right.
And whoom, down the road they went. And I'm just thinking, maybe this warm weather is getting to people's heads because you're not supposed to be doing that. Now, it was an SUV. I'm not going to, you know, make and model. I'm not going to do that, you know, in case the person is listening.
You're showing tremendous restraint.
But holy.
Not sure I would show the same restraint, but you're about
I mean, again, I'm doing 85 down I-99, which, of course, is against the law. Please don't come arrest me. Because I couldn't get out of the way of this guy. There was traffic in the right lane. We were passing them. There was this idiot, this guy behind me. Where was he going to go? There's no third lane. And so it's just like, oh, man, are you kidding me?
We need a third lane there is what you're saying.
We need PennDOT to extend that to three lanes. Okay, not two lanes. That's not enough. Apparently not for this guy. Holy moly. It's like, come on, buddy. It's like, back off. So I'm gonna buy into his wife was pregnant and in labor and they were going to the hospital. I'm gonna believe this and not just get out of the way. Expletive. All right. Because that's what too many people use these days, expletives. So, that just scared the heck out of me. Yikes. Okay. How about some other quick things? Now, I mentioned, and this is disappointing, I should have dug into this a little more, and I didn't, shame on me. Thursday night, this week, hopefully it's as clear as this, that would be great. There's going to be what's usually called the blood moon. And the blood moon means there's a lunar eclipse Thursday night. The Earth will get between the sun and the moon. And that's a lunar eclipse. And what happens is whatever residual light from the sun gets past the Earth and goes to the moon, it's going to turn the moon kind of rusty or reddish, which is pretty cool to see. It'll be a full moon, and it'll turn kind of reddish. What I didn't note was what time is this going to happen?
Uh-huh. Right, about 8:15, I think, right after, right before we go to bed.
Oh.
Nice and convenient.
That would be awful.
It's going to work out wonderfully.
That would be awfully nice.
Is that not the case?
Unfortunately, no.
Huh.
The lunar eclipse will take place between 1:47 a.m. and 4:10 a.m.
Of course.
So apparently, if you want to get the really good look at this, you're going to have to stay past midnight. Actually, it'll be Friday morning at that particular point. It says peak illumination will be at 2:55 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Friday. So 3 o'clock in the morning. So if you're I'm a space geek, but I'm not doing that, all right? 3 a.m., I'm usually sleeping. So if you really want to see this thing, you are going to have to stay up late. Darn it. Somebody take pictures, all right? Somebody will do that. Somebody take pictures. Here's one. Do you have DVDs at home?
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
I might.
Well, yes or no?
Yeah,
yes,
I do.
You do. Most of us do, right? Yeah. Here's the question. Have you played them recently?
Oh, yeah. Every night.
Really?
We sit around and we have little DVD parties in our house.
Really? Every night. Boring. Okay, Mr. Boring. That's perfect.
Right
for
after
you.
We play. We do a CD party first. We get out the boombox and play our CDs, and then we have a little DVD party.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fun at our house.
Now, what we've been told is that DVDs should essentially last forever. As long as you have a DVD player, of course, that otherwise they're worthless. That may not be quite accurate.
Nothing lasts forever.
Well, apparently not. I've got a story here that says Warner Brothers Home Entertainment. Now, I don't know. That's movies, TV shows, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Warner Brothers Home Entertainment, DVDs made between 2006 and 2008. Might have a little problem.
What?
If you haven't played them lately. All right, now I'm reading this. The studio, Warner Brothers, acknowledged recently that many of their DVDs from the late 2000s are unplayable because of a defect that causes disc deterioration. So, in other words, you go to put it in your player, and you go to play it, and you probably get an error message of some kind, like can't play or not found or something like that. If you've got I know some folks, they've got pretty extensive DVD collections, like lots and lots and lots. You might want to check those. Again, this is from Warner Brothers Home Entertainment. Apparently just them. Not all of them, just ones from those folks. And if you look at the packaging, it should say Warner Brothers Home Entertainment. Probably it says that right on the disc. Now, what do you do if this is you? You go home, you're like, oh, it doesn't work anymore. I can't watch Friends or something. I don't know, one of those. What you can do is you can contact Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Now, do a web search, and I'm sure there's some information online. Contact Warner Brothers, their support team. And apparently you can request a replacement DVD, and I guess they'll send that to you for free. So they'll send you a replacement or a, quote, title of like value for movies that they cannot reissue. Because there is some, rules and laws and stuff like that, that maybe Warner Brothers had access to that, let's see, what would this be, 15 or something years ago, 20 years ago, that for some reason now they don't have jurisdiction over it. So they can't just, do a reprint for you and send it to you. So they'll give you a title of like value. I don't know what the heck that means. All right? If it's a James, well, let's see, Warner Brothers. Now, that wouldn't be a James Bond movie. No, I don't know. Warner Brothers does a lot of stuff. But either way, you might want to check out your DVDs for Warner Brothers Home Entertainment and for 2006 to 2008. All right, you might want to check those out just to make sure the doggone thing actually still plays. All right, here's a good one. Oh, I love this.
Uh-huh.
All right, since we're talking about transportation and speeding and so on, this is a story. Actually, this is like 2 months old. This is from Vox, V-O-X, which is an online media outlet. The headline is, "Gigantic SUVs are a public health threat. Why don't we treat them like one?" Okay, we're looking for health threats, and apparently some guy thinks that very large SUVs and large, like, pickup trucks are a public health threat. Now, if you're driving right now and you're behind the wheel of one of these things, you are a public health threat. Now, I was at a car dealership just recently, stopping in, and I'm waiting to talk to somebody, and I'm standing around, and of course, in the showroom, they have, you know, they have vehicles, and yes, they had some large vehicles, all right, like really big. A couple of weeks ago, Happy Valley Comic Con, had a lot of fun at that event. That was great. At Nittany Valley Sports Center. So the one morning I go, because I'm going to check it out, had a lot of fun. I get to the sports center. The parking lot is full. No surprise. It was very popular. A lot of people there. So, like most folks, I thought, all right, I'll just drive around a little bit. There's got to be an open space here someplace. So I was lucky. All right, I found an open space. But before that, I found another open space. All right, okay, I'll pull into this one. So I start to pull into the space, and this the parking lot there, it's like parking spaces are up against each other, like head-to-head, if you will, right? Like a lot of parking lots, kind of head-to-head parking. So I start to turn into this open space, and then I stop, and I realize why nobody else has pulled into the space, because in the other space was a really big, long pickup truck with a big, long hitch sticking out of the back. So in other words, this guy in his truck took up one, not one and a half spaces, but it's pretty close. All right, it's like one and a quarter spaces. I mean, a motorcycle could have parked in that space, but no car. If a car tried to park in the space, their butt end would have been sticking out in traffic, and of course that never works. So I'm thinking, okay, gigantic SUVs are a public health threat. Now, folks, do you believe that? Big SUVs. I don't know. I don't want to pick on anybody. Ford Expedition is a big SUV. Chevy Tahoe, I guess, is a big, like, truck, SUV thing, right? According to the writer of this article, we should just stop making those. We should stop producing those because they're a public health threat. Let me read this paragraph. Over the last half century, American sedans and station wagons have been replaced by increasingly enormous SUVs and pickup trucks that now comprise 80% of new car sales, a phenomenon known as car bloat.
Car bloat. Okay.
Car bloat. Driving a gigantic vehicle endangers those who never consented to the dangers they face walking, biking, or sitting inside smaller cars.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Although not widely known, car bloat's harms are well documented.
Yeah.
Heavier vehicles can pulverize modest-sized ones, and tall front ends obscure a driver's vision, putting pedestrians and cyclists at particular risk. Now, the writer claims deaths among those groups, pedestrians and cyclists, recently hit 40-year highs in the U.S. All right, now that's not funny, but I'm looking at
it. Yeah,
like,
it took a very dark turn.
It's like, really?
It's a fun story that you started with. Way to ruin it for us.
Says the threat of hulking vehicles could even deter people from riding a bike or taking a stroll. Okay, come on. Really? Now, that's, I mean, I was going to check the statistics, and it gets to this next line, like, honey, let's not go out because there's too many big vehicles out there. All right, come on, really? Now, this guy's solution is we should we should treat very large vehicles like we did with secondhand smokers. All right? With secondhand smoking, all right, somebody smokes, and the idea was, okay, they're only harming themselves, but then secondhand smoke is, well, other people are being harmed. And so gradually over time, smoking has gone down, all right? There's not as many people smoking as it used to be in the old days. So this guy says that we should be treating large vehicles with the same public attitude that we did with smoking. And if we do that, then fewer people will get oversized vehicles. What do you think, Mr. Ironhead?
I
come on, tell the truth.
I try not to think. It hurts my heart.
I mean, now, I went to Vox, and this particular writer is an activist. There's no other word for it.
Uh-huh.
And he has a series of these articles all about the same thing, the dangers of large vehicles. Now, sometimes, yeah, I mentioned my example in the parking lot. Yeah, that's a bit of a pain. Like, buddy, seriously, couldn't you go and park somewhere else so we can get two vehicles in these spaces instead of your one? Yeah, that's annoying. But I'm sorry, this is a little over the top. And so how the anti-smoking movement won over the public, and we should do the same thing with large vehicles. Okay, let's take a break.
Seems like now, maybe a little much.
All right, now, car dealers, don't call us with complaints, okay? This is one guy from a media outlet. And I've already stated, okay, this is a little over the
ridiculous
top.
Ridiculous?
A little, okay, that's a word.
Yeah,
there we go.
That'd be the word I'd choose.
All right. Now, do some people buy gigantic vehicles when they really don't need one? Yeah, they probably do. But again, they're very popular and people like them. Maybe everybody should just get a large vehicle.
It's not the size of the vehicle, it's how you use it.
I beg your pardon.
What?
Let's take a break.
Your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball with the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area. You can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming season. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Like Cummings Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Like Cummings Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Like Cummings Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Lycoming Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Lycoming Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Lycoming Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
The Center Hall Farm Store is proud to serve our community as a small family business that provides big-time service. Folks, you can still stock up on those wood pellets this winter. The Center Hall Farm Store makes its own horse, cow, pig, chicken, and bird feeds and has a great variety of pet feeds for your needs. Open weekdays from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 8 to noon. Check us out at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or on the web at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, They're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Tuesday morning we have in play. This is Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, and this is the time of the morning where we take a check of the sports scene locally. Depending on which story you believe, the Penn State Board of Trustees yesterday approved the naming of the field at Beaver Stadium as West Shore Home Field at Beaver Stadium in a 22-8 vote, or that was just ceremonial. The contract had already been signed. It was a done deal. It wouldn't have mattered if the trustees said, nope, we're not approving this, because the president and athletic director had already signed off. Regardless.
Ooh.
It is now definitively official, and that is the name of the field at Beaver Stadium. There did seem to be some confusion. A couple of notes that I got from folks. It's not Beaver Stadium that has been renamed. It is West Shore Home Field at Beaver Stadium. We'll get into this more later.
Yes.
I genuinely am not sure I understand the angst that many are expressing over this. And we'll have some other examples. I'm wondering if folks even know how prevalent this is in college athletics and how inconsequential it has been for fans all across college football. Excuse me. Regardless, $50 million, the naming rights go through 2039. The payments will be made over a 50-year period. So about $1 million a year on average will go to Penn State Athletics as a result of this contract. The Wurzon family, which runs West Shore Home, Penn State alums, proud supporters of the university, part of the support that they are giving, yes, certainly the big gift here for the naming rights for the field, but they also are helping out in other areas of the university as part of this agreement. And again, we'll delve into this a little more in the future, but officially now, it is West Shore Home Field at Beaver Stadium.
Yes.
They are also forming a new partnership with the College of Information Sciences and Technology and the Nittany AI Alliance. The IST partnership, aiming to provide Penn State students with opportunities to expand their studies in their chosen field through internships with West Shore Home that connect their academic pursuits with real-world experience, from yesterday's release. Penn State baseball, red hot here to start the season. The Nittany Lions will travel to Georgetown for a two-game series starting today. It'll be a 4 o'clock start this afternoon. The two teams will play again tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Both games will be at Capital One Park.
Ooh.
Oh, Georgetown sold. Penn State, led by head coach Mike Gambino, 11-2 on the season. The Nittany Lions took 2 of 3 from Indiana this past weekend. Georgetown comes in with a record of 6-9 on the season.
Now, hold on. It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
Do they have Dollar Dog Night
down there?
Well, they don't do it right. I don't know if they even have it, but they're, I mean, it's not, even if they do, I guarantee you, it is not the experience that you're getting at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park.
Oh, okay, good.
Medlar Field at Lebrano Park.
Just, there we go.
What? Penn State men's lacrosse is up to number 4 in the lacrosse poll, inside lacrosse poll this week. Nittany Lions coming off that big 13-12 win over Cornell. The Big Red, by the way, falling from 3rd to 6th this week. Penn State is behind only top-ranked Maryland in the Big Ten. Ohio State now checking in at number 10, and Johns Hopkins is number 11. Yes, Johns Hopkins is in the Big Ten in men's lacrosse.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Michigan also receiving votes this week. Princeton, which beat Penn State a couple of weeks ago, moved up to spots to number 2 in the rankings. The Nittany Lions will be back in action tomorrow afternoon as Penn State will host Robert Morris in a 4 o'clock start at Panzer Stadium. And after the big sweep of Michigan in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament, the Penn State men's hockey team is up 4 spots to number 11 in the coaches' poll this week. Of course, the Nittany Lions will be taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes in Columbus. That'll be on Saturday in the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament. Penn State men's basketball senior DeMarco Dunn has been named the Big Ten Player of the Week after his career-best performance in the Big Road win at 12th-ranked Wisconsin on Saturday. Dunn with a terrific all-around performance, leading Penn State to the 86-75 victory over the Badgers. Penn State softball sophomore Brooke Klosowitz has earned the Big Ten Conference Weekly Honor as the Player of the Week. She had herself a weekend. 9 for 12 at the plate. She scored 9 runs. She had 6 extra base hits, including 3 doubles and 3 home runs over the home opening weekend. She mustered an OPS over the weekend of 2.536. That is bordering on just absurd.
That's good, yeah.
She right now, I did not realize, I knew she was off to a very good start this season. That might be an understatement. So here is some of the current positions she holds in softball nationally and in the Big Ten. She is tied for the lead nationally in doubles this season with 12. Oklahoma's Ella Parker and Arizona's Kaya Altmaier are the other two players with 12 doubles on the season. She is alone atop the Big Ten leaderboard in that category. She is also 3rd in the Big Ten and 9th in Division I in batting average with a .522 batting average. She has 35 hits, which is the 5th most in the Big Ten right now, and 24th best in the nation. She also stands in 4th place right now among all collegiate hitters in terms of weighted on-base average and weighted runs created plus. So she's having herself a season is the bottom line. Pittsburgh Steelers now know that Justin Fields will not be their quarterback next season. Fields signing a 2-year, $40 million deal with the New York Jets. And running back Najee Harris is moving on. He has signed a 1-year contract worth up to $9.25 million for next year with the Chargers. The Steelers, many reports now confirming, are talking with Aaron Rodgers about the possibility of him becoming their next quarterback. Rodgers, high praise yesterday for Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin, and seems very open, and I dare say excited about the possibility of playing for the Steelers. I just want to put this out
here. I can't wait to hear this.
So the potential here on that offensive side, Aaron Rodgers is a terrifically talented quarterback. There is nobody that can dispute that.
Hall of Famer.
No doubt. But a bit of an enigmatic personality, could we say.
Loose cannon.
You now have two receivers, DK Metcalf and George Pickens, both of whom are very talented, both of whom bring some locker room issues with them and some very high opinions of themselves.
Loose cannons.
And sometimes seemingly little regard for their teammates. This just seems like the potential is there for possibly a combustible situation.
Loose cannons.
With the Steelers offense next year. Especially considering that the Steelers offensive line would still appear to be, you know, maybe not quite what the Philadelphia Eagles have right now. So, we will see how this works. Or if this works. But certainly some talent on that roster and potentially coming to that roster. Jackson Dart. Just saying, the draft is coming up.
Guy. Wow.
Jackson Dart. All right, after a season-ending injury cut short his 2024 campaign, former Penn State receiver Chris Godwin has agreed to a three-year contract and will stay with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He signed a three-year $66 million deal with the Bucs yesterday. Godwin ended up with 576 receiving yards and five touchdowns over just seven games last season before a dislocated ankle, ouch, ended his season. Hurt his ankle against the despised Baltimore Ravens. Pittsburgh Penguins, who are red hot. Well, I mean, since Sunday. They're riding a one-game win streak into tonight's home game with the Golden Knights. I'm trying to make it, you know, sound
go.
Face-off will be at 7 o'clock at PPG Paints Arena. You know, maybe they could name it West Shore Home Ice at PPG Paints Arena.
They got the money, sure.
The Penguins will look to climb back kind of near the 500 mark by the end of the season. Philadelphia Flyers will also be back in action. That game again, 7 o'clock start tonight. Flyers will also be back in action tonight hosting the Ottawa Senators. That'll be a 7 o'clock start as well. In Grapefruit League action yesterday, Pirates lost to the Orioles 6-3.
Hey!
What? The Bucks will host the New York Yankees.
Boo-boo.
In Bradenton today at 1:05. By the way, have you heard the news? The Pittsburgh Pirates will be airing live right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox this very season. Opening day is coming up Thursday, March 27th. The beloved Bucks will be at the Marlins. First pitch will be at 4:10. Airtime on that Thursday afternoon will be at 3:40. Hey, they're going to interrupt the Goon and Ironhead show? Yep.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It'll be all right. Phillies, by the way, Goon and Ironhead show airing today in its entirety from 2 to 4 at Quaker Steak and Lube in State College. You're going to want to tune in.
Pass the wings.
Going to have some fun with that one. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the Twins yesterday 4-1. Phillies will play the Red Sox at Fort Myers this afternoon. That will be a 105 start. Couple of other notes. The St. Francis men's basketball team will play Central Connecticut tonight for the Northeast Conference tournament title. With a win, the Red Flash in nearby Loretto, Pennsylvania, would advance to the NCAA tournament for the second time in program history.
Oh, wow.
State high grad Rob Krimmel is the head coach of St. Francis. 1991, the only previous NCAA tournament appearance for St. Francis. Of course, the great Mike Isolino led that St. Francis team. He was pretty special talent. That was a very special team. So we'll see. St. Francis, by the way, the 3 seed. Central Connecticut, the 1 seed. Central Connecticut won both regular season games. So St. Francis is the clear underdog in tonight's game. But great opportunity there for Rob Krimmel's squad. Rob already in his 10th season at St. Francis.
It's been that long.
Man,
wow.
Time flies. And a reminder that the St. Joseph's girls basketball team will be back in action tomorrow night, taking on Dubois Central Catholic at Bald Eagle Area High School in Wingate. That'll be in the second round of the PIAA Single A state playoffs. Both teams are 25-2 on the season. So should be a good one. A winner will advance to the quarterfinals in the state tournament. So good luck to the Wolfpack tomorrow night. And that,
all right,
I think, is what I got when it comes to sports.
I'll pull for St. Joe's, but I've got friends from Central Catholic from my old job. Good folks there from Dubois. So.
Not as good as the folks from St. Joe's.
Okay. Say the rosary. You got two Catholic teams, right?
Well, there
we
go.
All right, a couple quick things. First off, with hockey, it's a little confusing. The Penn State men.
Well, life is confusing, isn't it?
Okay, Mr. Wrestling. Concussion protocol again. The Penn State men are still in the Big Ten tournament. All right, the NCAA field, not yet. Everything I've seen, that sweep at Michigan should be enough to get them into the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
Even if they come up short later this week.
Yes. Not actually literally guaranteed, but yes, that they're in.
Should be.
I mean,
they're number 11.
Everybody that follows this stuff more closely than I do says, nope, they're in.
They're number 11, but I mean, they're higher than number 11 right now.
They
just are.
Yeah.
We'll see. The Penn State women, meanwhile, are in the NCAA tournament, which is about to start, and it's a little confusing because that's in Columbus, right? They have a semifinal game or something against St. Lawrence, which I believe is Thursday night this week. And then Ohio State is the host, and whoever wins on Thursday night then would play Ohio State. I'm guessing Sunday. I think it's Sunday. So it's a little confusing. The women are in. The men are halfway in. All right. So you got to and Columbus. This is all about Columbus. All this stuff is in Columbus. Ah. Okay. Whatever. Steelers very busy. Yeah, you missed a couple. Malik Harrison, linebacker, coming over from the Ravens, going to join Patrick Queen. All right, so the Pittsburgh is turning into like Ravens North. Jaylen Warren is staying, running back. So Najee Harris is leaving. Jaylen Warren is staying.
They're apparently talking with Nick Chubb about becoming the lead back, which would be
interesting.
I would be
if
excited
he's,
about that.
If he's as good as he was before his injury.
Yes.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Justin Fields got tired of waiting around and so signed with the New York Jets. Good for him. All right. Good for him. Yes, all this talk about Aaron Rodgers. what is Russell Wilson thinking right now? Okay, hey guys, I'm here. What's he thinking? Like, I'm right here.
Thinking the Raiders might be a pretty good fit as well.
Raiders? Well, the Raiders just got Geno Smith. Yeah. So they're going to go for Wilson? I don't know. Aaron Rodgers just wants to get a job. So, yeah, Mike Tomlin, what a great coach. Oh, he's wonderful. La, la, la. He's trying to get a job. All right? I'm not sure it's a long list of teams that want him, really. Age and all that stuff. And Kenny Pickett got traded from the Eagles to the Cleveland Browns. So if you're a Steelers fan, you're going to be seeing Kenny Pickett again on a regular basis, I guess. Although, again, Deshaun Watson and that whole rigmarole and drama.
I'm not sure.
It's like, Cleveland, what the heck are you doing? And apparently Darius Slay, the former Eagle, I guess is not officially a Steeler yet. They're just talking. Right?
Not yet. Yes.
They're just talking. All right? They got to hey, he's great. They got to nab him somehow. So there we go.
Yeah.
Got to get him, reel him in.
Yeah, not... on the downside of a brilliant career, but yeah, still terrific.
A year or two, that'll do. 2 year
deal,
yes.
Be a good.
Although Najee Harris only signed a 1 year gig, he's not that old.
Yep,
1 year deal.
It's like, running backs.
That's
maybe
the best he could get as a 1 year deal.
Yep.
Anyway, all right, let's take our break here.
All right.
When we come back, we've got open line time. We want to hear from you. Yes, let's lead off with this Beaver Stadium stuff. Okay?
Yeah.
Again, I've got an idea. It is so amazing. They will name a concession stand after me if they actually do this idea.
Sweet!
And I am
excited.
And I'll have Dollar Dog Night every night.
Oh, there we go.
Every night. So stay tuned for this great idea.
Is that your idea? Penn State's going to start playing Tuesday games and have Dollar Dog Night at Beaver Stadium?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
You'll find out.
Your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball. With the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area, you can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming season. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dodder Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball. With the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area, you can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming season. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
It is is a Tuesday morning that we have in play here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and you. All right, go ahead with this big dollar dog night idea at Beaver Stadium. I love it.
No, that's not the idea. That's not.
Oh, that's not it.
Let's mention our phone number first.
All right.
814-954-7266. What?
Beer night at Beaver Stadium.
Okay, hold that thought. 814-954-7266.
Okay.
All right. Now, we have other things we'll talk about later, you know, newsy stuff and whatever.
Uh-huh.
But this whole Beaver Stadium thing, I mean, yes.
It's causing an uproar.
Some folks are all wound up over this.
Very wound up.
I'm not sure exactly why. Now, part of it might have been.
I'm really not either.
Okay. Well, part of it might be. When the announcement came out over the weekend, oh, there's going to be a vote on Monday. Oh, my. And people started, you know, speculating in all different directions. I can't remember. Might have been on Twitter X over the weekend. Might have been Sunday. Some creative person put together like an artistic picture, okay, which, I mean, there's some artistic folks out there,
mm-hmm.
And it's a picture of Beaver Stadium, or at least like a part of Beaver Stadium, and at the top of the stadium is this big red sign, and it says, Sheets! The big, right? That's their key color is red. Sheets across the top of the stadium in their Sheets lettering, like at a store. And I'm thinking, oh, like, is that it? You know, because, oh my gosh. And so when it comes out yesterday, and we had it at the tail end of our show yesterday, West Shore Home, and we're like, what?
yes.
What? And nobody had heard of West Shore Home. Now, I'm not trying to insult West Shore Home. Don't misunderstand.
No,
it's like nobody had ever heard of him.
Akra Shore.
Yeah, Akra Shore Stadium.
For Heinz Field. All right, let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
I want to talk about the athletic shoe under the tent. The swoosh on the sneaker way back when.
Yep.
And that had an impact because the stadium and everyone within it was, what do you call those little things, monograms and icons?
Logos.
It's all free of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, logos. Well, I'm thinking now we should go fast forward. Did you guys watch that movie called Brazil back in, I think it was the 80s?
Brazil. No, I don't think I did.
It's another dystopia epic. But there's a scene in there when this poor person is transferring himself in, I think it's a self-guided taxi. And you know how you have the sound barriers along certain corridors in certain cities? Washington, I think even Pennsylvania, like in around Lancaster, there's, you know, they have these 20-foot concrete slabs, you know.
Oh, you mean like big giant walls. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's all about projecting the sound of the highway up and over the neighborhood. Well, in Brazil, all that wall space was filled with advertising. But I guess what I'm getting at, I guess I'm a Penn Stater. Been here 35 years, worked for Penn State for 35 years.
You're in.
It's gonna get over the top. So let's just do it over the top. Let's name everything. And just kind of make fun of it.
Oh, he's channeling me.
I actually agree with you again, maybe I'm missing something, which is often the case, but I genuinely, and there are some people I'm very good friends with, and listen, I've gotten indignant about different things over the years that I look back now, it's like, really? That's what you decided to spend your time railing against Ironhead? Like, of all of the things? So, I understand it as far as it goes, I guess. And maybe I'm just now used to the commercialization of sports in general, that this just does not bother me in the least. And I don't think there's going to be a ton of people. Like, people seem to be, some of the comments I was reading yesterday, it's as though you're going to be forced to say, hey, I'm going up to tailgate at West Shore End Field at Beaver Stadium. It's like, well, no, you're going to say, yeah, I'll meet you at the stadium. Most of you don't even say Beaver Stadium. It's like, yeah, I'm going up to the stadium. I'll meet you there. Which lot are we meeting at? Like, so I don't, the actual impact that this is going to have on your daily life, and yes, there's going to be logos on the field. How is this? Again, reading through this stuff, it's like some of you think this is your personal space has been invaded and Penn State is going to ruin your life. And I'm like, there's going to be a logo on the field. The university, the athletic department is going to get a lot of money. They just spent a lot of money on this Beaver Stadium project. Like, this makes sense. If anything, and I have read a couple of articles, and I really do wonder if they still are understanding the money that could be opened up to this university if they would just recognize Joe Paterno and what he did. I can't tell you the number of people. Now, I'm withholding like $100. Like, that's,
oh my God,
that's the big donation that I'd be waiting to make. But I'd chip in what I could if they did it, because I think it would be worth it. But there are some big money, potential big money donors out there. They're like, yeah, I'm out until they take care of this. And
that's too bad.
With their desire and need, really, to get more money in, I really don't understand the reluctance at this point.
I remember when I first came to Center County, and I started to meet the movers and shakers in the community, the people who fundraised to get your telephone service in the 50s, and they did it by bake sales and whatnot. I love them, but they were so Eisenhower. I mean, I moved here in 90, and they're like, all their vision was still set in the 1950s. But, I think we ought to have fun with it. I mean, the point is, and I even think the CEO of the corporation, he actually realized, no, I'm not going to get any name recognition out of this. I'll tell you where he is going to get it. He's getting it today, tomorrow, and hopefully Penn State will keep this going, you know, as a controversy. Because if you go on Google and you Google the news and Penn State, it's dominating everything. So if he gets any name recognition, it's going to be over the news coverage.
Yeah, probably. And listen, I mean, the field logo, like, it, they're going to get some bang for their buck here. They will. I don't know. I mean, I don't know enough about the marketing end to know how you measure whether or not this will be $50 million worth of imprint that they get and you know, extra business for the company or not. But, I mean, they obviously made the determination that, yep, this is worth it for us. I really don't understand how this is. And, listen, I'm pretty sure when Penn State did go to being a Nike school and they're putting the swoosh on,
yep,
I'm pretty sure I was railing against that at the time. It's like, man, yep, the Penn State, yep, uniform, that it is iconic, leave it alone. And
right,
the actual impact that that's had on anybody's life is zilch.
Zippo.
Well, yep. What I'm saying is, in terms of, you know, buying that swoosh, that was your biggest bang for the buck. But now, in an era where we're just overwhelmed, physically we can't take in all the advertising.
Yeah.
It's kind of stupid. So it's kind of a joke now. So what I'm saying is, let's overwhelm the stadium. Basically, it's still a donation, you know, to the cause, to the construction of the new stadium.
Stay tuned.
Well,
stay tuned in a few minutes. I will make you happy.
Okay. All right. Take care, guys. Right.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And if folks, listen, I'm not claiming any high ground here. If you are upset about this and you want to weigh in on why and how this is angering you, by all means, I'm a little surprised at some of the no votes on the board, because like Brandon Short was all gung ho. We've got to support the team and the program, and yes, $700 million. We need to write a blank check, and I mean Brandon Short was all gung ho, and now he's like, no, wait, I don't want to name the field for $50 million. Like, well. I thought you were all in on supporting the program.
He wanted to name the field, but not after a sponsor.
Pony Up.
Pony Up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Joe Paterno Field is what some people wanted.
I think the
Paterno family is not going to pay $50 million. Right? They're not going to do that.
Well, and so there were a couple of people, and this is the other thing. Okay, because, and initially I will say, I paused a second, I'm like, oh, you might be right. And then it's like, well, no, this is, I saw a couple people post, do you know that they could have gotten at least $100 million from alumni to name it Paterno Field? Like people would have donated. If they had gone out, I want you to be honest about this. If Pat Kraft and the athletic department had come out and said, listen, we have a goal of $100 million. We want you to donate to name the field, people would have been outraged. How dare you? We already are giving money here, giving money there, doing this, doing that, and now what we all want, you're asking for money. Nobody would have, yes, the sentiment, it, you're right, people would like to have seen the field name Paterno Field. My idea is you could still name it Paterno Stands. Paterno Stands at home, what is it? I keep forgetting. I keep wanting to say home.
West Shore Homes.
West Shore Homes. I keep getting the
West
name
Shore
wrong
home,
in my head. They, so you could have Paterno Stands at West Shore Home Field at Beaver Stadium.
Ooh, that's a little wordy.
Well, yes.
Yes.
And
yes.
Nobody calls any of these fields. Do you know? We'll play our favorite game, quiz Mr. Geese.
Quiz me. Okay. I'm bad at this game.
So what is Ohio Stadium? Is Ohio State's home stadium.
The horseshoe, yeah.
What is their field called?
Their field has a name.
Yeah. And what is it?
I can't remember what it is.
Yeah. Do you know how long it's been named?
Now, if
what
I was,
it's been named?
If I was a Buckeyes fan, I would know the name, but I'm
I don't
not.
Know that you would.
Really?
I really don't. You probably know that it's named, and maybe it's like, oh, yeah, now I remember. And it's on the field. Penn State's been at Ohio State. You've seen it.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, and nobody
now,
does.
Now
and nobody cares. Everybody calls it the shoe.
West Virginia.
Well, no, it's not the shoe anymore. Now it is Safe Light Field at Ohio Stadium. Okay.
No, it's the shoe.
And, well, that's a mouthful. Yep. And nobody at Ohio State says, hey, guys, ready to go to the Penn State game at Safe Light Field at Ohio State? No, I'll meet you at the shoe, dude. Like, so, again, the impact that this is going to have on your life as a fan, I would submit, is zilch.
Pretty darn.
Like, absolutely nothing.
Pretty darn minimal. Okay.
And so, maybe.
Let's take our break here.
Oh, Penn State's just about the money. Well, yes.
Yes, it is. When you got a $700 million bill to pay,
yes, it is. And I love a lot of these same fans. Man, they're just out there trying to make every dollar they can. And also, James Franklin better win national titles. Well, so you want them to spend no money receive no money, but go win national titles. Uh-huh. Okay.
Woke up.
Your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball with the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area. You can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming season. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority is proud to support local sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Check out our website at centercountyrecycles.org for employment opportunities, upcoming events, the authority's newsletter, and details on what can and can't be recycled, as well as updated schedules. That's centercountyrecycles.org. Once again, the website is centercountyrecycles.org. Your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball with the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area. You can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming season. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Like Cummings Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Like Cummings Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Like Cummings Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Lycoming Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Lycoming Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Lycoming Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
WFXX, Huntington. The Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA's Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7, the Fox State College. Get up and get going.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Beautiful sunshine out there. It is a boring weather day, and I love it. We welcome you in to hour two of the big show this morning. Phone line is open, 814-954-7266. What say you on the naming rights to Beaver Stadium? Again, many folks taking to social media to express displeasure. Some of the board members voting against it. There are a number of ways that you can still honor Joe Paterno. And yes, I strongly think they should. I think if you're looking to get as much money in as you can, and I don't blame them even a little tiny bit for doing that. And I'm not really sure why folks are, why would you not be trying to capitalize on, especially with as much uncertainty as is out there right now in college athletics, why you would not be trying to capitalize on just about any opportunity you can to get more money into the coffers to prepare yourself. Again, Penn State is trying to keep afloat right now. Just so we're clear, 31 varsity programs, and they're wanting to compete at a very high level. And pretty much across the board, Penn State is doing a very good job of exactly that. Won a national title in women's volleyball. The wrestling team is pretty heavily favored to win another national title here in a couple of weeks in Philadelphia. We have a baseball program that is taking off like a rocket this season under a sensational head coach. Softball team that has a couple of players who are nationally recognized and big time talents. Both hockey teams are doing very well. The women's soccer team is phenomenal. Again, there's a lot of folks. Penn State's got to start winning more in football. We keep losing these big games. And then you turn around and it's like, yeah, I don't want the athletic department to keep trying to bring money in. How dare they? Well, okay, do you understand how this works? Because I feel like a lot of you don't. Well, Ohio State keeps beating us. Yep. And do you know how much money Ohio State is paying?
A lot.
For its success on the football field? It's substantially more than Penn State. Well, no, Penn State shouldn't. We shouldn't be capitalizing on our opportunities, but you should be going out there and beating all the teams that are. What?
What's a favorite line of our show? It's interesting what causes a controversy. And this is.
Don't understand this one. I really don't.
Let's get a little background because, again, since yesterday, there's a slew of stories out there now. There's a whole bunch of them. They have a basic theme, although some people kind of go in different directions and so on. West Shore Home is a company that does like kitchens and bathrooms and stuff. And they're apparently very successful. $50 million? They must be doing something right. West Shore, if you're familiar, West Shore of the Susquehanna, down Harrisburg Way. West Shore Home is based in Mechanicsburg.
And at least Beaver Stadium is on the west end.
Okay, smart guy. Yeah, that's very good. B.J. Wurzen is the owner. He's a Penn State grad, 1999, and he's, if you will, putting his money where his mouth is. Now, what's he getting? They're going to have the West Shore Home Field name painted on the grass, I'm assuming on both sides of the field, and they're going to put it somewhere where people aren't standing on it because I don't want people standing on my logo. I want them to see the logo, right? That's got to be in the contract. If it isn't, it should be. Put it in a spot where nobody is standing so everybody sees my logo. And that's essentially it. I've got a story here from Penn Live that says there will be no other marketing opportunities for West Shore Home with the athletic department. This is it. You're getting your stuff painted on the field for 15 years. Now, you mentioned other schools do this already. All right.
Have been doing it for a number of years.
For a number of years. This isn't something new.
And I dare say, when you have gone, those of you that go to some of the Penn State away games, I'll bet.
Whoops, look out. There we go.
Whoops.
Go ahead.
I'll bet that you haven't even noticed. Or if you have, you noticed and said, all right, that's interesting. Look at that little imprint there on the field, and then you've gone on and watched the game.
Yeah, there it is.
Now, but I'll bet a good number of you didn't even realize, yep, that stuff is on the field. And part of this is also just expectations. You go to a hockey game, for how many decades now have we had on the ice, under the sheet of ice? Penn State was doing this before it was a varsity program, folks. They were selling the naming rights, now not for $50 million. If they could have gotten $50 million, I guarantee you, Joe Bautista would have happily
taken the money.
Yep, we will put that logo all over our ice.
Take the money.
Again, but what... I guess what I'm having trouble understanding is it feels like some of you have a real disconnect here on what you are expecting the program to do from a competitive standpoint. And again, your anger at Penn State trying to capitalize on its name and provide money coming in to, yes, make what are very expensive upgrades to Beaver Stadium. Do I think they could have done that for cheaper and all? Yep, but this is the path they went. And listen, they opted to do this, and they realized they've got to come up with the money now to cover it. Well, this gets you $50 million. They've had several gifts. Is it three or four now of 10 million plus from individuals? So I guess my point is, you cannot have it both ways. You cannot be sitting here and being angry and upset with James Franklin and this staff. They're not beating everybody out there every year, and it's an outrage. They can't win the big games. And also, we don't want Penn State to capitalize on monetary opportunities. We want you to compete with the big boys without spending big boy money. I mean, kids. Like, either you want to play big-time athletics. And by the way, it's not an unreasonable position to say, no. I want out of the big time. Like, that is an okay position to have. I want out of the big time athletics. It's too much about money. College should be athletic. That's fine. You can carve out that position. But what some of you are doing is, no, we want to not just compete in big time athletics. We need to be winning at the highest level, taking the championships, being the standard bearer in the conference. And we don't want to be spending money like those other big-time programs. Again, James Franklin's salary comes up periodically in the social media. And it's like, man, we're paying all this money for what? James Franklin, I think, now is the 13th highest-paid head coach in college football. Penn State has very consistently been a top-10 program. Well, this is outrageous. We want to spend money like we're the 60th best program. We don't want to be spending big money like this. And you better still be winning. We don't want big-time facilities, but we want to win at the highest level. We don't want naming rights. We don't want to do what every other big-time program is doing, but you better win at the highest level or we're going to... I mean, come on. Like, you're just, honest to God, you sound like a moron.
You want a bizarre thought?
Yes. I love bizarre
thoughts. Calm down. Mr. Wrestling, calm down here.
Yeah.
This is all Cale Sanderson's fault.
Oh?
Yeah.
Because, I had no idea.
Because that team wins and wins and wins and wins. So, of course, now the expectation is all the teams should do that. Now, that's a bizarre thought. I'm having a little fun here, okay?
Yeah. And Cale, you know, and Pat Kraft has pointed out, Cale, relative to the winning, asks for very little. right? Like, I mean, it's not a lot of demands. That being said, there is a lot of support for that, for the Penn State wrestling program. Like, they are, they have a couple of big time financial boosters. They certainly market opportunities, and they're looking to do more of that as they move forward. That they're trying to keep up with other teams and the facilities and provide, again, that to the best degree they can, the best opportunities for their athletes in this day and age. So, it's always been the case, but more so now than ever, the money that you have to spend to compete at the highest level is, and I would agree, I like, if you want to complain about it, man, this is exorbitant. Yep. It's outrageous. I wouldn't necessarily disagree. And also, if you want to compete at the highest level, that is what you have to do.
These days.
Like, Ohio State isn't just going to, you know what? Penn State fans don't want to pay James Franklin as much. You know what? Ryan Day, yes, we're going to start paying you a couple million less. Penn State, that way you can take... That's not the way this works, folks. Like, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Texas, Texas A&M, all of these big-time programs are going to keep spending more. And they are all doing the exact same thing. And again, it's okay to not be happy about it. And again, I think perhaps if you got Truth Serum and Pat Kraft and James Franklin and Cale Sanderson, they would tell you, man, yeah, I wish we didn't have to do this. We'd like to just have, but the reality, you can wish for the world that you would like, but you better deal with the world that is. And you better be realistic about what it takes. And I think Pat Kraft is doing an incredibly good job of getting Penn State caught up in some areas and keeping Penn State in front in some other areas and looking at the overall landscape and continuing to push to see where Penn State can be better. And I mean, when I say better, I'm saying improve the programs that they are competing in. And yes, the folks that are, you know, it's all about the money. Yep. Correct. It is a big business.
Yes, it is.
It is. They are in a really tough situation. I genuinely feel, because I have some friends who have been displaced from very good seats, and this has been happening for decades now. This isn't a new phenomenon. It's like, man, our family has been generational supporters of Penn State, and we keep getting pushed back with our season tickets in wrestling and football, and, you know, it's all about the money. Well, here's the thing. I understand that. And I think, I really do. I think Pat Kraft and before that Tim Curley and Sandy Barber, I think they all understand the need and the importance of having those, I'll use the term, the everyday fans, the non-big money donors. This is a challenge, and it's not just at Penn State. Ohio State is having the same thing. Clemson is having the same thing. All of these big-time programs, you want the everyday fans. You also know that it takes a lot of money, coaches' salaries, uniforms, now providing NIL opportunities. They got to figure out the revenue sharing, and that is coming pretty much now, like this coming summer. All of these things, and you're trying to position yourself so that you're ready if and when the next move occurs, because nobody anywhere knows exactly what this is going to look like. This being intercollegiate athletics, big time Division I college athletics. We don't know what it's going to look like a year from now, let alone 5 or 10 years. So you're trying to position yourself so that, all right, we're ready if the revenue sharing goes up by $10 million. We're ready if we need to make improvements here. We're ready if we... All of these things that you are trying to prepare for as best you can, not knowing what the next domino to fall is going to be. I mean, these are extraordinarily difficult times. And yes, you've got to keep the money coming in. You've got to, and I think they recognize, I really do. I think fans think that, nope, Pat Kraft just is out there and he doesn't care, just keep bleeding the fans dry. I don't think that's the case. I think there's some agonizing decisions that are made, but it's like, we've got to fund a big-time program. We're going from 85 scholarships to 105 scholarships for football. We're going from 10, I don't know what the actual number is going to be for wrestling, but I mean, all of these sports are going up in scholarships given. Well, that costs money. There's gear that is provided. There's food that is provided. There is facility maintenance. There's all of the support staff. And these days, I mean, Pat Kraft has put an emphasis on providing mental health support for these student athletes. I know this is going to surprise you, but none of these costs are going down. Insurance costs, they're not going down, right? You're clear on that. Salary costs for all of the support staff, not just the coaches, the trainers, the team doctors, all of the counselors, everybody, those costs keep going up. More staff is needed if you're going to keep up. Oh, come on, you have enough staff. Well, you don't have as much as what Alabama has, and you want to beat Alabama. So I'm just telling you, it is a constant battle. And I know without knowing that they are having a lot of these discussions where it's like, man, like, yes, we want to provide the opportunity for the everyday fan, but also these costs are continuing to skyrocket. And we've got to get it covered. We've got to figure out how to get it covered. And so, yeah, it is. It's all about the money, because that is what is driving big-time college athletics. And if you want to be competitive at the highest level, and for many of you, being competitive at the highest level ain't good enough. Well, again, yep, it takes that big money. It just does.
Well, we'll take a break here in a moment. This is a steal. This $50 million deal is a steal. Because, again, all they got to do is paint probably two logos on the Beaver Stadium grass for 15 years. I did a quick little reading yesterday that this is happening in other places, and I saw the word in perpetuity, which means forever. This is a 15-year deal. So at the end of 15 years, they could re-up, or they go find somebody else with a big checkbook. Okay, so $15 million for what they're getting is a steal. I actually flipped that around like, buddy, you're dropping $50 million on what? You sure you did a good deal here, pal, Mr. West Shore Home? Not trying to insult the company or anything, just that's a lot of money for what this guy apparently is going to be getting. Now, maybe, you know, the official, our friend Steve Jones, all right, does football. Maybe from now on it'll be West Shore Home Field at Beaver Stadium when he's doing his shtick.
Yeah, you know, and my guess would be the PA announcer as well. Rodney will be,
sure,
or Joe Potter, whichever, I guess Joe
whoever
does it. But, yes, welcome to. And so, I had never heard of
West Shore Home.
Yeah, and so just now I'm at least aware of them. Like, well,
that's why you spend money on sponsorship stuff. That's the whole point.
Yes. Okay. Now, also, again, this is by all accounts, a generous individual who loves Penn State.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we've had other people just make a $10 million or more gift. Like, it's just, yep, here you go. Use it for... So, they may be looking at it as, yeah, this is a gift, and look at this. We get a nice little return on our gift.
Legacy,
right?
Yeah.
So, whatever. I don't see the downside from Penn State's perspective.
No.
And I don't see, I genuinely don't see the downside here for the fans. I really don't understand.
It's a blip.
The angst. Again, in retrospect, and I'm almost positive I was one of those upset that the uniform was going to have the Nike swoosh on it. Because again, iconic, no, we don't commercialize. There were people upset when Joe Paterno did a TV commercial for the first time. Oh, he's selling out. Well, yeah. A business came and said, hey, I'll give you some money to come and endorse our product. You can do it in the off season. It'll take, I don't know, I'm guessing a half hour to an hour of time to record several takes, and you're out of there. And, well, this is outrageous. How dare you?
No.
And which one of you exactly, if somebody came to you and said, hey, for an hour's time, we'll give you X amount of money to endorse our product. How many? Well, no, I'm not going to sell out like that. Come on.
All right, we got to take a break, but let's take a quick call here.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, you guys are keeping the conversation going. Hey, I sat in the student section one time. Now, I'm not a graduate of Penn State, but I was visiting as a student. And they sang the alma mater, and it went like this. We don't know the oh-hum words.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yep,
so
yep.
Now with this sellout, it's going to be, the refrain's going to be, we don't know the oh-hum words, and we are less sure of the home field name.
There you go.
Okay.
I like it.
Very good.
All right.
Less Shore, no, of West Shore, home field name.
All right.
I'm glad you guys sat in the student section.
All right. Oh, yes.
Thanks for the call. All right. We're way behind. We got to take a break here. And we're not done yet, ladies and gentlemen, because I have not unveiled my amazing idea to make Pat Kraft look so good they're going to make a statue of him and put him in front of the stage.
Oh, yeah, because it always goes well when you put up a statue.
Yeah. There we go. See, we're just full of ideas on a beautiful Tuesday morning.
So definitely full of stuff.
Let's take this break because we have to make money. Okay, we got to do that. And
we're
then we'll come back
out
with more thoughts and more calls and more interesting stuff on Let's Talk. So stay tuned.
Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCutchen has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game, all season long, brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Raise the Jolly Roger!
The Center Hall Farm Store is proud to serve our community as a small family business that provides big-time service. Folks, you can still stock up on those wood pellets this winter. The Center Hall Farm Store makes its own horse, cow, pig, chicken, and bird feeds and has a great variety of pet feeds for your needs. Open weekdays from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 8 to noon. Check us out at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or on the web at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com. The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority is proud to support local sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Check out our website at centercountyrecycles.org for employment opportunities, upcoming events, the authority's newsletter, and details on what can and can't be recycled, as well as updated schedules. That's centercountyrecycles.org. Once again, the website is centercountyrecycles.org.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time, even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dodder Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
That's right. A little money for nothing here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. It's Let's Talk. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266.
And the chicks for free. We haven't even gotten to the chicks yet. You just wait, folks.
Those chicks better be laying eggs.
You just, no, I'm not talking about those. Anyway. The $50 million is a steal. I mean, it's a steal. So if Pat Kraft put this together, or not a lawyer or some smart person, whatever, put this together, I mean, they're laughing, not laughing to the bank, they're smiling to the bank, all right? Smiling to the bank.
Yeah, very grateful. And really, Penn State fans should be, just so you're clear, like, nobody is going to make you say West Shore End, or what is, I keep messing it up. West Shore Home Field. So, nobody is making you say that.
Well, why do you think they are?
Because people are like, oh, this is too much, just like you said earlier, it's a mouthful. Okay. And, Joe or Rodney can handle that at the PA, and Steve Jones can handle it. You don't need to. So what?
Where do you live? What town?
Ferguson
do you live in?
Township.
Oh, What?
Ferguson Township, brought to you by Wawa. Or something.
No, are they going to have a Wawa over there? I don't know. No, you would say, I live in State College. You know, where are you going to a game? You're going to Beaver Stadium. So if people are getting wound up over the name, oh, come on. I'm in full agreement with you. That's a little bizarre. Now, I didn't know this number, but in one story from yesterday, the Board of Trustees told the athletic department, okay, look, here's a fundraising goal. You need to raise money. All right, it's not all coming from us, if you will. The fundraising goal apparently was $134 million. Well, after this little nugget, apparently the total is now up to about $131 million. They virtually hit goal. So that's a good thing. All right, that's a very good thing. But, now first off, again, the vote yesterday was not unanimous. And I guess that's not a surprise. It was a foregone conclusion it would pass. All right, the final vote, I believe, was 22-8. Who were the eight? Well, Anthony Lubrano has voted against it. Barry Fenchak voted against it. Now, they've been two very outspoken trustees there about a lot of stuff, especially involving money.
And I love both of them. And maybe I'll reach out to get their explanation on the vote against it. Because, again, to me, this just makes a ton of sense. Now, maybe the one argument I could see that would maybe make a little bit of sense is, nope, we think you could have gotten more than the $50 million for a 15-year deal. Other than that, but again, this is money now that you know you have. I mean, it's one thing, hey, we think we could get you got this. And to the earlier point, again, there are other sponsorship opportunities here, lots of them, surrounding college athletics and college football in particular.
Hold that thought.
All right.
There we go. The football contingent, I think, voted against yesterday. You mentioned Brandon Short. He was against. Matt McGloin is now a trustee. He voted against.
Yep.
Jay Paterno voted against.
Yep.
So the football contingent voted against, probably all with the same thought. Name the field after Joe Paterno, which has been floating around there for a while. All right? And then a couple of other people. One thing the athletic department needs to do.
By the way, when this was brought up earlier, Brandon Short was very upset that this was made a public spectacle and voted. Either you want it and you fight for it, or you lost your opportunity. Like I don't understand.
And, you know,
don't understand their thinking.
We had Jay in our studio whenever that was, weeks ago. Jay, when this came up last year, Jay's like, no, not right now. Let's not do that. Well, imagine if they had. Now, maybe he knew, okay, they're going to do a deal here for money. Let's not jump out. We really need that money to pay for this Taj Mahal here, okay? And, yeah, when the stadium is done, it'll be the finest college football stadium in America. It will be. It'll be the best. If you've seen these pictures online, you're like, whoa. I mean, they're stunning. They're great. They're wonderful.
It'll be nice.
But what the athletic department needs to do, one man's opinion, they just need to put out some kind of, a statement or something essentially saying, yes, we are going to honor the Paternos, probably Joe and Sue.
Actually, at this point, they need to give these specifics. That we are doing it here,
okay,
when and how. Like, because we have heard for years from different administrators at different times, we're going to do that. And you haven't done it.
All right.
Beyond time.
You want
get it done.
Specifics. You want specifics.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we're going to honor Joe and Sue. Sue, you need to do it like today. Not literally today, but you need to get it done. Sue needs to be here for it. They do need to do it, but they need to do more than, no, we are going to honor them. You need to give the specifics and get it figured out. And it has to happen, like, real soon.
Okay.
I am fully on board.
I'm in total agreement. But at least, they've been so vague, like, well,
yes.
And of course,
and it's been vague for a very long time.
And, in the background, Sandusky is kind of still floating around up there, even though it's been conclusively proven Joe had nothing to do with anything. Okay?
And anybody paying attention, it's actually been proven.
We got to get an update from Frank Parlato sometime, but we'll save
that.
Yeah,
there's some things
going on.
Yeah,
we'll save that for another show. Now, let's do Pat a favor.
All right.
Now, minutes ago, I almost slapped you.
Good. Yeah.
Like, don't steal my idea.
Oh,
it's my idea. All right. Come on. All right. So we're going to name things. They need the money. Yes. The more money they can raise privately, the less money the trustees have to borrow. That's a good thing. Are we in agreement? That's a good thing. If folks are willing to open up their checkbooks, okay, like this West Shore home folks, you know, $50 million, boom. Again, it's not $50 million all at once. That would be a lot of kitchens and bathrooms because that's what they do, kitchens and bathrooms and home, you know, stuff like that. It's spread out over a bunch of years. So it's, you know, not one big gulp. So anyway, but all right.
Which actually is probably a good thing for Penn State as well, having that, hey, we know revenue is coming in.
Regular income.
Annually, yes.
Assuming that nothing goofy happens with West Shore Home, that at some point in the future, we can't do this anymore. And there's language in the agreement in that regard, you know, all that sort of stuff. But we got Beaver Stadium, all right? Big stadium. Now, I've mentioned Scott here. I'm a soccer fan. I love soccer. I like European soccer, especially English soccer. If you go to some of the stadiums over there, all right, Old Trafford is where my favorite team plays. Manchester United, ugh, having a tough season. Anfield, Liverpool, Emirates Stadium, Arsenal, I mean, all the top teams. And, you know, Bayern Munich, and they all have stadiums. In a lot of cases, there are things inside the stadium named for either people or, like, entities, or like companies and stuff like that. Well, Beaver Stadium has the north end zone and the south end zone, the east stands and the west stands. Why not name the stands after a corporate sponsor? So again, if you go to these soccer fields, if what we would call an end zone in a football field, like at the end of a field, it's the Manchester United has one called the Stretford End, and a lot of their craziest fans are in the Stretford End of the field. And other stadiums have something similar. Why not sell each section of stands to a corporate sponsor? And maybe I joked earlier about that big red sign shoots across the top of Beaver Stadium. Well, maybe, you know, if you get another $50 million deal, there's four sets of stands. 50 million times four is a lot of money. Now, if West Shore Home, no offense, a company we've never heard of, has got $50 million to spend, I know some other ones do, like maybe Sheets. Okay, or Wawa. Oh, my God, Wawa. Oh, the eastern half of the state would go bonkers. Oh, we got the Wawa West stands. Or the Sheets North End Zone. And again, maybe they get their name. Whoop. I don't know, someplace. Whoop, there it is. And maybe like this West Shore Home deal, they're getting their name and logo on the field, I assume, again, both sides. And that's it. That's pretty much it. All right, why not do that with the different stands? There's four of them. All right, $200 million. So, Pat, if you're listening, and we know you are. By the way, Pat, Scott here, we've never met. Would love to have you on the show sometime. Drop us a line. Let's get you on the show. That would be a blast, okay? But again, if they could raise another $200 million, they'll put up a statue to Pat Kraft at one of the entranceways. And hey, Scott here, I gave you the idea. I want you to name a concession stand after me. Name it after me. I don't have to pay you anything. I gave you the idea. Name a concession stand after me. Maybe we'll do Dollar Dog Night, but not on Tuesdays. Okay?
I think that's a wise choice.
We're not playing football games on Tuesday.
I think that is very wise.
We're not doing that, okay? So, again, should they go for the money? Yes! Not only from what you said earlier, a lot of other folks are doing this, and successfully, I suppose. They've got a $700 million bill to pay. And again, I don't want $100 parking spaces. And don't laugh at that. They got to make up this money somehow. The parking spaces right now are ridiculously priced. That's my opinion. But the $100 parking space will show up if they can't find other ways to raise this money. And if there's people out there with big fat checkbooks, which is not me, by the way, Dollar Dog Night is like, that's like high dining for me, okay? Dollar Dog Night, yep. High dining, okay? So if the money's out there and they can be creative in finding it, go for it.
We need Dollar Dog Mornings here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, that's an idea.
That is an idea.
Okay, we'll work on that. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll have one more segment. You can chime in. Yes, 5 years since the start of the pandemic. I've got a few quick notes on that one. It's interesting what causes a controversy. We will come right back.
Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCormick has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game, all season long, brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Raise the Jolly Roger!
Your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball. With the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area, you can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming season. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Lycoming Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Lycoming Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Lycoming Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Lycoming Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Lycoming Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Lycoming Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
Recent changes to analog phone lines have increased faxing costs dramatically. With Cloud Fax Solutions from Doing Better Business, you can now have a reliable, scalable method, which is great for compliance. XM Fax integrates seamlessly with our Ricoh and all multifunctional devices and provides a secure, shared experience with automatic workflow routing. Take your faxing to the cloud with Doing Better Business. Our solutions and service teams are ranked in the top 10% of the country for customer satisfaction. Visit us today at doingbetterbusiness.com.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday. Jeff and Scott with you, and
call back.
Didn't think. Yeah, you can give us a call now at 814-954-7266, 814-954-7266.
am certainly open to other opinions. We love hearing from folks. And if you are upset about this, we're all ears. You're certainly within your rights, to be upset. I'm almost positive. I don't really remember, but it sounds like I would have been indignant about the Nike logo and the swoosh and all of that. And again, as time has gone by, it's like, oh, okay, that impacted my life. Actually,
not at all.
One iota. Yeah. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, I'm going to give you the big pick on sports in Center County.
Yeah.
There's a couple called Joe and Carl Gettick. They set up the Little League field there down in the Hollow.
Yep.
Pleasant Gap. And before that, they played at basically a lot owned by the Block Factory on the east side of town.
Yep.
And Joe said it ran downhill, so it was easy to square a home run. And Joe kept the notes. She sent the notes of the game in the Center Daily Times because every little town had their own little baseball team. It was all post-World War II.
Oh, yeah.
And what I'm getting at is when you had a bunch of guys and gals that wanted to compete, they just did it. It just made the best they had, whether it be the grounds at the Block plant. But here we are. What is that now? About 80 years later, we got athletes who are afraid to play on AstroTurf because of the PFAS in it. And, yeah, it's a little weird. I mean, but the point is, you guys are absolutely right. That's the reality of the times we're in. And if you want to go forward, yeah, they'll probably advertise every aspect of the stadium down to the fragrance cake in the urinal.
Yeah.
And actually, I think I might be able to put my name on one of those cakes.
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. And yes, and they should. They should be doing that. Appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you. Phone line is again open at 814-954-7266.
If somebody is willing to pay for it, and we're talking a decent amount of money, all right, not chump change.
Yeah, depending on what it is that you're selling.
Well,
the urinal cake, you could probably sell pretty cheap.
I was going to say, I know that last one, I don't know about that one, but, you know, the stands, you got four stands, north, south, east, and west. That's boring, Mr. Boring.
Uh-huh.
Boring. Give them all a name. If somebody's willing to, you know, open up their checkbook, why not? I mean, the different parking lots, I don't know, sell those. You know, give them a name, and they have signage in the parking lots. This is the so-and-so company parking lot or something, you know? And, how many parking lots do they have? Oh, my gosh, a ton. All around the stadium. They're all over the place. Sell those.
Yes.
And, again, the idea is you'll see the sign.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Why would you not?
And then you'll just go to the game.
Yes.
If somebody's willing to fork it up, okay, there it is. Sky's the limit. Now, again,
you can combine, by the way, like what they could have done, and I think this would have been okay with everybody, and it might still be okay, is like, could you do it as Joe Paterno Field presented by West Shore Home? Yes. I mean, they didn't. I don't know if you could do it now. I don't know what the language
maybe
is.
Maybe they could.
So, but you could still do, again, my point is you could honor individuals who have made great contributions and also sell sponsorships. Like, you can, it's not that you have to do one or the other. So,
I'll tell you what. If they did a Joe Paterno Field sponsored by West Shore Home, how many Penn State fans would love that? Hey, my kitchen needs some work. I know who to call now. Folks, you got to think like a marketer.
Have a great Tuesday.